Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
In the K-Rock box, we've been watching your career since round one, 2002. We're privileged to be here today, and we just want to say congratulations on a great team performance that got 4 points. But I tell you what, you had to work hard for it.
Yeah, we did, guys. Thank you for having me, first of all. You know, we knew that the Suns were in really good form going into this game. You know, they're obviously a very good young team with... you know, that play that fast style of football. So we obviously had a game plan going in. Didn't go too well for us in the second quarter, but, you know, we spoke about things at halftime and I felt our second half was better. You know, it was a bit of a scrappy game in the end, but we got the win, so we'll take that.
What does it mean, 350? And you look above you and there are only 16 other players who have played more games in the 123-year history of this competition. Do you realise the enormity of what you've done tonight, Gary?
I do. I mean, you know, it's an incredible blessing to play the game as long as I have. You know, I remember getting drafted as a 17-year-old kid and my goal at that time was just to play one senior game. And, you know, you fast forward 19 years and, you know, I look back over my career and, as I said, I've just been so incredibly blessed. You know, I've been pretty open in saying that this is my last season. So, I want to give it my all this year and hopefully we can hold up that Premiership Cup at the end of the year.
Gary, it's Ian Cohen. Congratulations, a marvellous career, which has still got more to go. The serendipity and the universe aligning of doing it against the Gold Coast Suns, what were your emotions coming into the match?
Yeah, I didn't really know what to feel, to be honest. I mean, I still follow the Suns closely and you know, I've been really happy for them the way they've started this season. And as I said before, you know, we knew they were in good form and, you know, it was going to be a really tough match for us. But it was just good to get out and compete against some of my old teammates. You know, they were fantastic. A couple of days leading in, I received a lot of messages and a lot of phone calls. And, you know, I just want the best for those guys. We'll win the Premiership this year and then they can have a shot after that.
She's like, you'll take this year and then they can have a go. End of the game, you ran across, there was a couple of staffers you caught up with and then there was Matt Rowell as well. Yep. How was he? What did you say? You know, shoulder pain. How was that discussion?
Yeah, I just felt for him. I wanted to get across and obviously he doesn't know how bad it is at this stage. He'll obviously have scans and kind of work through, you know, what his rehab might look like. But I just said to him, look, if you want to give me a call at any time, obviously I've had a couple of shoulder reconstructions and I'm more than happy to kind of talk him through it, what worked for me, what didn't. But yeah, you never want to see that with anyone, but, you know, let alone an 18-year-old kid. So I just said to him, mate, I hope this, you know, the scans come back pretty good and we get to see you back out there in a couple of weeks.
From Geelong Marine World, speaking with Gary Ablett post-game 350. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Gary, congratulations and thank you for everything you've given the footy public. Look, no, words can fail at this stage, mate. You've been enormous. Thank you. Two things from me. One, can you just talk us through that goal at the end? We sat up here and a few of us thought, there's no problem, he's home and hosed. It wasn't unanimous. There might have been a couple that thought, have the 36-year-old legs got that distance? Can you talk us through what you thought?
You're spot on. Hawk had been saying to me for about 5 or 10 minutes, if I get a mark outside of 50, you know, turn around and lead back up me, I'll try and get you the ball. And he had a
didn't look like he wanted to pass it.
Of 50, and I led up. He didn't pass that, and I thought, okay, maybe. But anyway, he hit me up. I wasn't sure whether I was going to make the distance. I definitely wasn't going to pass it. But
you didn't disguise that.
You gave it everything, though.
I did, and we got it across the line. So it was a good way to finish the game.
Yeah, well done. Now, on a serious note, mate, you've been playing for ages. You've seen everything. You've seen a team miss the finals. You've won premierships. You've won Brownlow medals. You've been the Gold Coast. You've come back. In your final year, they're going to put you in a hub. What are you thinking about that?
I know. It's all a bit crazy at the moment. We've obviously been told at this stage we'll be flying out Monday, but I think the AFL is doing such a great job. You know, I can only imagine how difficult it is for a lot of their staff at the moment, logistically just trying to organise everything. So, you know, we'll make the most of it. There's no doubt about that. We're not sure how long we're going to be away for, but we'll go away and make sure we're focused. And as I said, you know, we want to win the Premiership this year. It's been a crazy year, but, you know, there's still a Premiership Cup up for grabs.
footballers have more than just football, Gary, and you've obviously got your life and you've got a beautiful wife and young Levi as well. Do you? How do those conversations go at home? Do you, are the wives and the partners accepting of this situation and understand that, well, it just has to happen? And how do you take that, you know, Jordan, through those chats?
Yeah, it's a really difficult one. I think, we're getting new information every day. And I think that's the most difficult thing because, we're obviously trying to have those conversations and work through things. And then the next day, plans change, which is always going to be tough. But I can only speak about my wife, and she's just been an incredible support. She's basically said to me, she'll support me no matter what decision I make. And we'll work through that. I think things will change, maybe over the next couple of days, next week. But, you've just got to work with the AFL. And, I'm just very blessed to have a very supportive family.
At 18 months, which Levi's coming up to, you usually get a feel for, their fine motor skills, what foot they kick with. Are we starting to get a bit of an indication of, is he left or right footer?
Well, I'm not 100% sure at the moment, but he'll be trying many sports. I want to encourage him to get out and not just sports, but try whatever he's passionate about, and he'll figure out what he wants to do with his life. I felt like my parents were always very good with that. Never put on any pressure on me to do anything, and so that'll be the same for Levi. I'll support him no matter what he does.
Gaz, and a few words on the skipper. He's been pretty good for the Cats, hasn't he, over a fair period of time?
Oh, he has. He's an absolute champion. Obviously we all know how good of a footballer he is, but behind the closed doors, the way he leads this football club is just incredible. We love him so much, and he's still moving well. I still think he's got another 3 or 4 years left in him. He's just walking past me now, actually limping. So I'll take that back. Maybe one or two.
Gaz, I believe we have to let you go. As Neildy said, thank you for everything you've given football fans over the last 18 years. We know it's still got one more chapter to be written, and hopefully that book that's coming out later in the year that our good friend Wes Cusworth is writing for you, that along with you, we'll see a premiership written about as well in that final chapter. Good luck in the hub. We can't wait to see you back here at GMHBA Stadium at some stage, and thanks for your support of K-Rock over your journey as well.
Good stuff. No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Gary Ablett joining us on K-Rock Football. Fantastic to have the little master talking to us, and he does have a book out. Wes Cusworth, local sports commentator, is actually working with Gary on that, and that will come out later in the year.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.